The Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance did not agree with the Lieutenant Governor's decision this month to not allow its proposed ban on commercial set netting on the 2014 ballot. They're taking their case to court. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
The Alliance assembled some of its directors and staff in Anchorage Wednesday morning to announce it was challenging Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell's decision. The group's legal counsel, Matt Singer, said the Lieutenant Governor's decision was unconstitutional.
I want to be clear, the decision by the Lieutenant Governor and the opinion by the Attorney General on which the Lieutenant Governor relied, they're wrong. They're wrong on the law. And their decision, should it stand, is a dangerous precedent for Alaska.
The Lieutenant Governor agreed with the Attorney General that the proposed set net ban amounted to a reallocation of fish. Those decisions cannot be made by the public through a voter initiative, but the Alliance maintains the proposal is a conservation measure. It only asks that set nets be taken out of the water. How the fish are appropriated after that is up to the Board of Fish, but Singer says there's not much confidence in how they do that.
Because the Board of Fish hasn't conserved kings, and the voters have a right to express their will.
Severe restrictions to both commercial and sport fisheries the past 2 years have allowed king salmon to meet their escapement goals, but by a relatively thin margin. And this year doesn't look much better. The final decision about the legality of the Alliance's voter initiative will be made in Alaska Superior Court in Anchorage. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.